Imagine Jesus sitting in the large outer courtyard of the Jerusalem temple, observing people. He watched the scribes who were experts in the law. He watched as they drew attention to their piety by the way they dressed and recited long prayers. Jesus was also aware of their pride and hypocrisy. They seemed to be seeking their own glory, not God's glory. As Jesus watched, he saw many wealthy people putting large sums of money into the temple treasury. Supporting the temple was seen as a way of giving to God. For these wealthy people, giving to the treasury was no great sacrifice. It did not cost them much. Perhaps they were seeking recognition for their generosity. Jesus then watched a poor widow put in 2 small coins worth a few pennies, all she had to live on. In the time of Jesus, a widow, when her husband died, was not entitled to any kind of inheritance. She depended on family and others for her well-being. Jesus called this to the attention of his disciples. Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury, for they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she from her poverty has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood. The widow had nothing left to live on. She was totally committed to God and willing to give God everything. For her, there was no halfway measure. By her generous giving of 2 pennies, she was giving her whole self to God for his glory. God was glorified by this precious gift from this powerless and poor widow. Often our society looks down upon the vulnerable and the marginalized. We are afraid of welcoming too many migrants into our country. We are fearful of prison inmates released after completing their sentences. We cross to the other side of the street to avoid contact with the homeless and those suffering from some mental disturbance. However, we often see those who are poor and materially deprived as the most generous to others. They often do not think of themselves, but they think of the good of the other. Today's Old Testament reading gives us another story about a poor widow. The prophet Elijah went to Zarephath, where he encountered a widow gathering sticks of wood. He asks her for a cup of water and a bit of bread before she feeds herself and her little son. She complains that she and her son are on the verge of starvation. Elijah nevertheless encourages her. The jar of flour shall not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry, until the day when the Lord sends rain upon the earth. She believes him and does as he has said. She feeds Elijah first, then her son and herself. She gave all that she had and was totally dependent upon God. The jar of flour did not go empty, nor did the jar of oil run dry, as the Lord had foretold through the prophet. God gives us many blessings in this life for which we must be grateful. These are gifts to us. As we have been gifted, so we are invited to be generous with our gifts to others. And in that way, we glorify God. Perhaps this week we can reflect on our desire to live for the glory of God. Looking at the example of the widow who gave her 2 pennies, I find myself challenged to ask how wholeheartedly I desire to live my life for God alone. We do not need to be materially poor to live our lives for the glory of God. St. Ignatius, the founder of the Jesuits, on all his written documents from Rome, wrote the initials AMDG. Those initials meant Ad Maiorem Dei Gloriam, or for the greater glory of God. This powerful founder of the Jesuits truly lived his life for the glory of God. May the poor widow inspire us to live more wholeheartedly for God, and may our fears not stand in the way.